Confidence and uncertainty. One of the best skills you can have in the backcountry is admitting that you don't know. Pretending to have all the answers out there is a deadly game. When we are trip planning and while we're in the backcountry, we want to identify where our gaps in knowledge and information are. This will correlate with our level of uncertainty. If we have a high level of uncertainty, then we have low confidence. Let's say there's a surface ore problem that was just buried by our last storm. We do not have much information on its reactivity yet, giving us a high level of uncertainty. This is going to result in me having low confidence in the snowpack. Therefore, my best plan is to be in simple, low consequence terrain until I can fill in my knowledge gaps and decrease my level of uncertainty. When we have a high level of uncertainty, we want to give ourselves a large margin for error. We do not want to be pushing it into larger terrain or new areas that we're unfamiliar with. The best example of uncertainty is when our danger rating is considerable. When it is high or extreme, we are certain that there's going to be avalanches. But when we are in considerable, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered avalanches are likely. This leaves us with a lot of questions. There could be a large avalanche or there could not be. Good time to keep it simple. With high and extreme danger ratings, we have a low level of uncertainty. We know the world is falling down out there, which leads to high confidence to stay home and hit up our local ski hill.